At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket here on 93.7 The Ticket. You can check The Ticket out at theticket.com, the tube of you on YouTube, all podcast platforms, Amazon, Prime, Facebook, Twitter, all the medias of the socials. Also, check out the Carriker Chronicles, carrikerchronicles.com. I'm pumped. Content contributors keep coming along, doing a great job. Lots of fun stuff. Check out the website, carrikerchronicles.com. Also, Carriker Chronicles on YouTube. The show will officially be returning in August. All right. The great comeback that absolutely, like, three people are talking about, but those three people are very excited for its return. I'm one of them. My wife is another. There's probably a third out there somewhere. We'll just say it's my man, Jake. Yeah. All right. So, Carriker Chronicles on YouTube. Right now, we are putting out once a week highlight videos throughout the summer as well. All right. The more I look at this list, Jake, I truly think it's an awful list. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. I could be wrong. There's probably a 51% chance of that. But, I mean, my goodness. All right, 14. So Shinsuke Nakamura's got a great song, got a lot of great entrance qualities, the way he throbs around, and the fact that I'm jealous that he can fall on his back and not break his knees or tear a quad probably factors into this. His entrance is at number 14. I think it's a good entrance. I don't know how in the world it's on a top 20 greatest of all time entrances list, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think if you include Pat McAfee to it, getting up on the table and into
it, I think that... Okay, top five now. Top five now.
Yeah. I think that that's helped. I think it's a great entrance. It really separated himself, I think, coming, you know, over from NXT and obviously his work in Japan and all over the world before getting to the WWE. He's totally lost as a character right now, so it's kind of hard to feel for him there. But in any case, yeah, I mean, I think it's good. And I always like to, again, kind of separate myself from the wrestling fan and try to see, you know, does it go beyond wrestling? And I hear that song at football games and, you know, sporting events. So I think the song alone really helps quite a bit. And then the presentation of just being wild. I always wonder what the heck he's doing, but he's got something going on in his mind.
Hey, he's got the greatest dance moves we've ever seen. All right, we're just going to roll with that. Naomi, Feel the Glow at number 13. It's a unique entrance. I haven't seen too many like it. I'm a fan of Naomi. She's a great athlete, a great wrestler, does a great job. There's so many great entrances throughout pro wrestling history. I'm not quite sure how this makes it on a top 20. Like, the very next entrance is Ultimate Warrior. How is this almost as good as the Ultimate Warrior's entrance? I have a hard time with some things on this list. Maybe I'm being too harsh. Maybe I'm just being a jerk. I don't know. This is just my reaction. And this is not my first time seeing this list. We talked about it last week, but I wanted to hear Jake's thoughts. I'm just reiterating my thoughts from a week ago. Maybe I'm being too harsh, but I'm just like, really? Like, I've got a list over here of 20. And I had a hard time narrowing it down to 20. I'm showing you my phone, but it's in a text to myself in the phone. That's why I'm showing you that. My top 15 greatest entrances list and then some honorable mentions. And I got to be honest, this one didn't even occur to me. I don't know. Am I being too harsh here, Jake?
No, I mean, I think, you know, in this list put out by WWE, maybe they're just trying to be more inclusive and, you know, trying. I know you mentioned the other last week, too, about the best women's entrances of all time. And there's some that could be on there, but this isn't, you know, it's, again, unique, something different. And maybe I think part of it, too, is the character. Like you said, she's great, but great in ring, but isn't, you know, considered one of the top women's wrestlers. And yeah, it doesn't do a whole lot for me. I mean, they do. I see it weekly and I DVR a lot of wrestling. I fast forward right through it and get to her in ring ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I'm fast forwarding through your entrance, that's not good. Yeah. Okay. That's not what you want. I do think when it comes to Naomi, I actually think the entrance could be holding her back, if you want my honest opinion. I think a different entrance would actually do her great justice. Now, this was her idea. She's the one that wanted to do the feel, the glow, and she's the one who wanted this. So you got to be true to who you are. And for that reason, I 1,000% respect it. And I actually love part of it for that reason. She got it approved after WWE originally told her no. And then they allowed her to do it. So she's doing what she wants to do. So that part of it I love and respect. I do think a different entrance might actually help her. And I can't help but wonder, she's been doing the feel, the glow, and the big smiley thing for so long. Dude, like for this particular performer or wrestler, a heel turn and just a dark entrance could do wonders. I don't know. What are your thoughts on Naomi turning heel and just a dark entrance, almost like Judgment Day-esque, something Rhea Ripley kind of esque? I think it could do her a lot of good. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I think, you know, it just kind of gets stale. I think it does somewhat pigeonhole. I know she did win the Money in the Bank at one time and cashed in and did become champion, but it just kind of feels, you know, one, because it's been around for so long. It just, you know, again, some gimmicks aren't made for the top. You know, it just kind of feels a little mid-card, like good for a live audience and, you know, again, little girls out there that get excited to see her. But I completely agree with you as far as somebody that needs to be refreshed, which is sad because she just got back. But again, they're just, you know, they're just kind of throwing into her matches. She's kind of directionless. So yeah, something like that, I think, could completely revive her character. I'd be really interested in that. And then again, like we said, it's nothing to do with her in-ring ability. So you kind of put a new character to her. We already know she can go in the ring. Would be very exciting.
Dude, I think that'd be phenomenal. All right, next up was my childhood favorite wrestler. My favorite wrestler to this day is Goldberg. Okay, but as a child, it was Ultimate Warrior. I know, very, very similar type guys, just insanely strong guys, guys with a ton of intensity and charisma. Those are apparently the types of wrestlers that I like to be a fan of. But the Ultimate Warrior, all right, his music hits, he's running down to the ring, he's got all this energy, all this charisma. You know, you hear all these things. They put out the DVD, The Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior, and then they all made up. He goes into the Hall of Fame. Lots of, you know, backstage drama over the years, holding up Vince at, what was it, 94 SummerSlam or something like that for more money, and then he gets fired. A whole bunch of backstage drama. But I loved, like, these are the types of people that I'm drawn to as far as being a fan, okay? And then the entrance, I mean, let me look at my list here, because I'm pretty sure I've got a top 10. Where did I exactly rank it? Ooh, 6. That's higher than I remember putting it. They have a 12 on this list. I obviously had it 6. Maybe there's a little bit of personal fan bias in this. What are your thoughts on Warrior's entrance at 12?
Yeah, I like it there. Again, I think it could be a little bit higher, as you're saying. And, you know, it's so hard. You're so limited in wrestling to what you can do to find something to really find something within the ring that can make anybody immediately think of you. And him grabbing the ropes and shaking, that's Ultimate Warrior, you know? And so you see guys even do it or replicate it, and you immediately think of Ultimate Warrior. So I think that really helps him in an argument like this. You know, and I agree with you, Doug. I'm glad that they did come to, you know, before he passed away, sadly, that they were able to bring him back and celebrate him before he did pass away. And it happened rather quickly after they did.
So he cuts that promo on Raw. I think it was within like 48 hours right after that. So he got the Hall of Fame. He goes in and he talks about how he chatted with Hulk Hogan because they had beef over the years. And he chatted with a bunch of people backstage and made amends with a lot of people. And obviously him and Vince, you know, were good to go, or they wouldn't have put him in the Hall of Fame. You know, and he comes out and he's on Raw and he cuts that promo when their heart beats your last beat and your lungs take their last breath. And that was, and I forget what else he said, but that's what stuck out to me, especially, I mean, it was like 48, 72 hours later that it was like a minor heart attack. I forget exactly what it was. And he unfortunately passed away. It was just so crazy, like how ominous that was. Okay. But with the Ultimate Warrior.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's interesting because, oh, who was it that was talking about? Was it Triple H? Somebody was talking because he runs to the ring pell-mell, like as fast as he can. And they talked about how he'd get to, maybe it was Hogan, he'd get to the ring and he'd be blown up. Like he's out of breath, you know? And he didn't have to do long matches very often. You know, WrestleMania, what was that, 6? Was that 6 against Hogan in the Sky Dome? I think it was WrestleMania 6, Hogan Sky Dome. That was probably the longest match he ever did. And it was a great match, okay? But it was funny. I instantly went and Googled, all right, Ultimate Warrior's entrance, and I Googled some videos of him talking about it. Just curious, like, what were his thoughts on his entrance and running to the ring? And did he feel he was out of breath? And he talks about WrestleMania 8. He comes out, he makes the save to help Hulk Hogan at the very end of the show. And he talks about halfway down, he's gassed. He's like, I felt like I was running on air after that. I don't remember much. I had to watch the video because how do you get that tired that quick? But it was just kind of funny. He's going so fast. And much love to the Warrior, but maybe do a little bit more cardio so you don't get there and you're blown up. But he's like, he doesn't hardly remember the entrance because it's like he was running on air and he had to watch it back on film later on. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting little side note about his entrance, but how intense he was and getting to, like you said, getting to the ring and shaking the ropes. You know, with Goldberg's entrance, I'm going to shock you with this, very high on my list of entrances, but one of my favorite moves he'd ever do, talking about unique things that make you think of the Warrior. This always made me think of Goldberg when he'd spear somebody. And if you're only going to be able to understand this, if you can see me on YouTube, and he'd go, that whole thing. And I can't even imitate it right, because I can't make the face that he made. Like, it was like, like that's Bill Goldberg right there. You know, that was Bill Goldberg in his finest after the spear. All right, you got any final thoughts on the Warrior?
Not necessarily, but Goldberg definitely does belong. I mean, the knock on the door gets you excited. The music,
yes.
So I know definitely Goldberg should be on this list. Is on this list, and you're right. He just has I just love seeing him coming back to wrestling. I know some people don't because he has short matches and they just kind of, you know, feed people to him. But regardless, he's just, his mannerisms are, it's hard to explain. Like you're just doing, he's just got certain mannerisms. Like, that's Goldberg.
So I will share this story. I think you'd be okay with it. So, oh man, it was the year that I was on IR, tore my quad tendon, then a month later into rehab, tore it again doing the PT's CPM machine, but that's a story for another day. So I tore it again in the middle of rehab, so that was great, but that's a story for another day. So that next year I was out the entire year, and Chuck Carroll and I are doing the show Fourth and Pain, which is half pro wrestling. It was originally all pro wrestling, but it was half pro wrestling, half football, because the fans, people actually started listening. I was shocked. And then it actually got on 106.7 The Fan out in D.C., and then they wanted half football. So Fourth and Pain became half pro wrestling, half football. But Goldberg came on one day during camp because I think Robert, RG3, had tweeted out his like 10 favorite or 5 favorite wrestlers of all time. And Goldberg was on there. And then I mentioned something, and somehow, some way through the Twitter sphere at the time, we got connected and he agreed to come on the show. And so anyways, it became perfectly clear to me real quick. He was more of a football guy than a wrestling guy. If anybody knows that, that's his true love. But he came on every week throughout the year. Okay, the 17 weeks, oh, he missed 1 week. It was the week my daughter Trinity was born. He came on the other 16 weeks and talked football and did NFL picks with us for 16 of the 17 weeks. But I remember he was having serious physical issues at the time. And this is 2012, so we're talking 12 years ago. Over a decade, and he sends me a text one day. He's like, my back and spine and everything is so jacked up. And just basically, he could barely walk. And he had not made his comeback yet. I think that was a few years down the road. And I remember thinking to myself, man, this guy's never going to come back to wrestling. I just hope he can walk at some point. And then I was like 4 or 5 years later, he makes his return at the Pepsi Center down in Denver. And we were lucky enough to be there. Mm-hmm. And dude, people, and here's this whole soliloquy is getting to this point. People want to complain about short matches. The fact that the guy could come back and do it at all is amazing to me, and have the run that he had. And it truly was for his son, Gage. Like, it really was. And he had a new wife at the time. Like, they had never seen him wrestle. And it's great that your kids hear about what you did, and your wife can look it up online if she wants, but to see it in person and live, that meant something to him. And I'll never forget that night after he made his big return at the Pepsi Center, okay, in Denver. We were fortunate enough, his brother, and I think he's cool with me saying this too, he may be the least successful person in his family. So think about that, by the way. Wow. Like, he's got doctors for brothers. He's got another brother that owns like all these sushi restaurants. You know, some up like in the mountains and whatnot, but he had a sushi restaurant in Denver, and Jacob was in kindergarten at the time. And so Goldberg invited us to go back to his brother's sushi restaurant. I remember texting my wife, because it's like midnight, 11, Jacob's in kindergarten, got school the next day. I'm like, you know what time it is, right? Like, should we do this or not? She picks up the phone, she calls me. She goes, this your favorite wrestler of all time, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you better do this. He'll sleep at some point. You better go with Jacob to this. And so it was awesome, dude. We met his son, Gage, who's now going to go play for freaking Colorado. Much love, Gage. Going to root for you, but can't root for the team. And met his Goldberg's entire family. They looked at us like, who the heck are these guys? But they were great. They were friendly. And I remember him just sitting at the table. And by the way, the best sushi I've ever had in my life. I wish I could remember the name of the restaurant. I'd give it a free plug, but I can't remember. It's been so long ago. And all I did was cut a promo that night. All Goldberg did was go to the ring, cut a promo. Okay. I remember him sitting there and just being exhausted. Mm. Just like he just wrestled a 2-hour match, let alone an hour match. And I just remember thinking to myself, how in the world is he ever going to wrestle at all? Mm. And so when people want to complain or whatever, and I think most people get it, his age and everything else given in, but if anybody ever wants to complain about short matches with Goldberg, you need to educate yourself first and then form an opinion second, especially when it comes to that situation. And those are just my humble thoughts defending my friend, but that's because I know some of the behind the scenes stuff. And I saw how exhausted he was just after talking on the mic. I had the text where he frankly didn't know if he'd ever be able to jog or run or maybe even walk normally again. And again, that was 2012. And here we are 12 years later, and he's talking about maybe doing a final match at some point somewhere, even on his own, if he has to promote it. So those are quite a lot of thoughts on Goldberg, even though we're supposed to be talking about the Warrior. You got anything to put a button on that topic there, Jake?
No, I just like that context there, because, you know, you do hear that often, and it's, you know, it's fun too, because you have to think when you follow wrestling that one, not everything is for you or your demographic, but the mm-hmm. other thing is, you know, not every wrestler is the same. I know, I'm trying to think of who was it that maybe it was Hulk Hogan that basically said that he would be embarrassed to do Mick Foley's type of wrestling.
It was Hogan. It was Hogan.
And, but you just, you know, and so, you know, because Mick Foley and Hulk Hogan obviously got over in completely different ways. Mick Foley was, you know, just the amount of pain that he could take. That's what he kind of became famous for. And so it's just interesting that some people kind of get a bad tag from certain portions of wrestlers. And that's the same thing kind of with Goldberg, is he's always kind of put on these short matches, but they were so explosive. And, you know, there's certain guys, well, he's only got 5 moves, but if those 5 moves can put you over, and that could be part of your character, is not just, yeah, I'm going to go win a match, but I'm going to beat you in 60 seconds. You can't stay in the ring with me. You know that, you know, so there's different wrestling for everybody. If you're expecting somebody to go out there and put on a 60-minute match, you know, not every wrestler is going to be the same. So there's just different styles and approaches that go in there. And, you know, regardless of what people think about different gimmicks, whether it's Hulk Hogan or Mick Foley or Goldberg, is, you know, they're all different, but they're all incredible and so much fun, and some of the top wrestlers of all time.
So Mick Foley, as everyone knows, is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Okay. Almost to the point where he'll actually sometimes let people be a little disrespectful to him, and he won't quite stand up for himself just because he's such a nice guy. I saw those Hogan comments. And then I saw Foley's response. And I'll tell you what, that's the only time I've ever seen Mick Foley, like in a non-wrestling, like interview, typical interview type format, like kind of lay it into somebody. And I thought it was freaking great. All right, we better take another break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk a little bit more wrestling right after these commercials.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.